listener production.
Hey there, Alastair Kirkby with your Southwest and Great Southern local news. Here's what's making news Wednesday, January 25. A Dalyellup man who sparked a four-day police search after going missing last week is now facing a string of charges. 36-year-old Jesse Gunning was reported missing last Monday with his Sapphire Road home found on fire a day later. He's been charged with escaping lawful custody and criminal damage by fire, set to face court February 6. Detectives in Albany are seeking information over the whereabouts of a man who can assist with an investigation. Arthur Bonney is thought to have been in Mount Barker over the weekend and could be driving a green Holden Commodore with missing side mirrors. Members of the public are urged not to approach him. Contact Crime Stoppers if you know something. A record number of rural health workers have been nominated for awards recognising their contribution to the sector. 130 nominations have been received for the 2023 Rural Health Excellence Awards, with 35 finalists shortlisted. Tim Shackleton, CEO of the event organiser Rural Health West, acknowledges the difficulty faced by those working in the regions.
Never been more difficult for health professionals than it is at the moment. This is a product of a whole range of things, but particularly coming off the back of COVID and the challenges around workforce generally, having enough people out in the bush doing the jobs that need to be done.
Local sport, Yallingup born and bred surfer Taj Burrows is set to be inducted into the Australian Surfing Hall of Fame. His name will sit next to Mick Fanning, Steph Gilmore and last year's inductee Joel Parkinson. Burrows' career spanned 18 years and he's been ranked second in the world twice. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.